The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. For all the publicity about the Trayvon Martin shooting, we hadn't heard what George Zimmerman, who now faces murder charges, said to the police.
Anything you say can't be used against you in court.
Until now. More after this. George Zimmerman has claimed self-defense in the shooting of Trayvon Martin last February, and now Zimmerman's defense lawyer has released a recording of his first police interview made within hours of that shooting. He sat in an interview room, bandages still on his head, and said that after his initial call to police describing this suspicious person, he lost sight of him and was going back to his car.
And he jumped out from the bushes, and he said, "What the f*** is your problem, homie?" And I say, "Hey, man, I don't have a problem." And he goes, "No, now you have a problem." And he punched me in the nose.
He says he fell backwards into the grass and Martin started pummeling his head.
And I could see people looking. Some guy yells out, "I'm calling 911. And I said, "Help me, help me, he's killing me." He puts his hand on my nose and on my mouth. And he says, "You're going to die tonight."
Zimmerman says he tried to squirm away. And that as he did, his jacket started to ride up, revealing his gun.
And when he said, "You're going to die tonight," I felt his hand go down on my side, and I thought he was going for my firearm. So I grabbed it immediately, and as he banged my head again, I just pulled out my firearm and shot him.
That description, recorded a few hours after it happened, matches what was in this 911 call, which was not released until 3 weeks later.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your number?
Gunshot.
He falls off and he's like, "All right, you got it. You got it."
This appears to be the story of two people who had a misunderstanding that turned fatal because one of them decided to carry a gun. And yes, based on this description, it might have turned fatal without the gun. But that's the part we'll never know. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.